Here's another great moment from The Journey. Weekday mornings on UCB's Vision Radio Network. Find out more at vision.org.au.
And joining us in the studio today, we have Tanya Harris from God Conversations, which airs on the Australian Christian Channel on Foxtel and Austar, I think it is, this Friday morning at 9:40 a.m. I said that 9:40 p.m. before, but it's actually 9:40 a.m. in competition with The Journey.
Oh, Eastern time, yes.
That's right. Which is an exciting new program, Tanya. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show, but let's find out a bit about your story. So whereabouts were you born and raised?
Raised in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grew up there and went to church there with my family.
Mm-hmm.
A great city to be from.
Yep. So you grew up in the whole, you know, Sunday school youth group scene.
Yeah, I went to church as a kid. We, you know, remember sitting in those pews listening to the old hymns in our church and kind of raised as a Christian. Can't mm-hmm. ever remember a point of time when I went, I believe this now. Probably at 21, pivotal moment in my life to embrace Christianity, I guess. But
yep. But
really questioning, is God real? Is he out there? God, I really want you to show yourself to me in a tangible way.
Mm-hmm.
And then went on the journey to find out if he was there or not.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And did you get involved in ministry straight after school or did you work in the workplace?
No, I started my working life as a phys ed teacher, a sports teacher, teaching little kids how to kick a football.
Fun.
About the age of 25, I remember standing on a football field thinking to myself, I'm not sure that this is what God's uh-huh. calling me to do. I don't yep. know if you've ever had one
whenever.
Of those moments. Yeah. Began to pray, God, what is it that, you know, my life looks like? What do I want to be when I grow up? And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I'm calling you to ministry. Which was an odd thing for me because I was raised in a very conservative home where women weren't ministers. They weren't allowed to be. In fact, in our church where I grew up, women weren't allowed to speak or even
Ouch.
Carry an offering bag. So, yeah,
Ouch.
That was kind of a very alien concept for me. But eventually found myself at Bible college
mm-hmm.
studying a master's and then went on to do various ministry things, became a lecturer at Harvest Bible College in Melbourne, planted a church.
Whereabouts did you plant a church?
In Elwood, in Melbourne, by the sea, beautiful location. Always
oh,
thought
nice.
That would be a great place to start a church. But loved that. Did that for a few years and then God called me to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, really started to ask God this question, you know, can God still speak to us today? Raised in a situation where I was taught that he didn't, that he stopped talking the moment the Bible was finished. And when I discovered that he could still talk to me, I was fascinated by that question. And so I went on this journey of, well, God, speak to me, show me what you sound like. And
mm-hmm.
and that's where my ministry came from today, God Conversations, which equips people to recognize God's voice.
Mm. Okay, so for those who might be interested in watching the TV program, so is it a six-week series?
Yes, yeah. It is.
And how long does each episode go for?
So it's a 15-minute episode, six
mm-hmm.
little episodes, and it's really designed to help people to understand this question, well, what does God sound like? As I travel in my ministry today, I often ask people, do you find it hard to hear from God? And nearly everyone raises their hands. One of the biggest questions we have, does God speak? And if he does, what does he sound like?
Mm.
And I find that what happens is we read the Bible and it says things like, and the Lord spoke to Moses. And we say, that's awesome, but how? And how did Moses know it was his voice? So this series is really designed to show us this is what he sounds like. This is how you can know that it's God speaking to you.
Mm. I heard a great speaker once say that we often have three voices that rattle around in our head. Our own voice telling
yes.
us, you know, you're stupid or you shouldn't speed or, you know, or whatever, you know. Or the devil's voice
yes.
always trying to condemn us and, you know, lead us into temptation, to sin, all that kind of stuff. But the hardest voice to discern is often God's voice
yeah.
because there's so much clutter, so much noise. There's
yeah.
always media. There's always things that – and you need to actually really seek the Lord
mm.
and be still to hear his voice. Have you found that's the same case for you or –
I think for a lot of people, it's just realizing that God wants to speak to us
yeah.
and that this was a promise given to us when the Holy Spirit came, that your sons and daughters will prophesy and you'll have visions and dreams, which were the two main forms of communication we see in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So it's just understanding that, hey, God wants to speak to me. And Jesus said that my people, my sheep, will recognize my voice and they'll recognize it enough to follow it. So I think it starts with, first of all, understanding that God can speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder what he wants to say to me in my life today and just then being open to that privilege and to that reality is for you.
How do you find back in your early days, like before you started on this specific journey, how did you think that God spoke to you back then?
That's a great question. I think my experience was that I heard news about him rather than personal conversation with him. And I remember saying to God, well, how do I know that it's you and not something I just made up in my head? You know, I've got a million thoughts in my head and I'm a bit of a skeptic. So I said, God, you need to show me, you need to demonstrate it. And one of the first ways that God spoke to me, I remember very clearly praying with some friends and saying, God, okay, speak to me now. And I remember a scripture coming to mind. And it was a great scripture. I spoke it to my friends and I thought, oh, is that you, God? I drove home that day and thought, well, I could have just made that up, couldn't I? How do I know that was just my thought? Please speak to me, God. Show me that it's you. And I said to God, can you get the pastor tomorrow to speak about that verse in church so I know that it's you? As I said, bit of a skeptic. Drove my car into the driveway, and as I'm about to leave my car, I get this thought in my head, and the thought was, someone's going to break into your car tonight. I thought, that's very odd. Took the music out of my glove box, so I didn't want to get my music stolen. Went to bed. Next morning, got up to go to church and went out to the car. And as I took my key out of my bag, I realized someone had broken into my car. The lock was broken. And I thought, what? That was you, Lord? That was your voice? And I went to church that morning and my pastor was speaking about that scripture I'd had when I'd prayed for my friends. And God just began to show me, this is what I sound like. You know, you thought you were going to have flashes of lightning, but it came as a still small voice in your thoughts. And it takes time to recognize God's voice. We learn what he sounds like and we start to recognize the sorts of things he says to us and to discern between our thoughts and his thoughts. But I find that he's a God who is quite willing to show us what his voice sounds like.
Well, we're talking with Tanya Harris from God Conversations, and the website is godconversations.com if you'd like to find out more about this fantastic series. So it's on the Christian Channel on Foxtel and Ozstar this Friday from 9:40 a.m. And we might even, you know, talk about it live on the radio as it goes to air, Karen. We'll have to, you know.
Competition with the Aussie
Hour. That's right. But also it's a six-week DVD series as well, which churches can use or small groups or home groups can use. What a great little resource. It's called The Other Side of the Conversation. And you used to do a bit of community radio years ago, Tanya.
Yes, many years ago when I was training to be a pastor, a group of friends and I, we used to do community radio in Whitehorse in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So 3-hour program called Living Life to the Max.
Very
good.
Cool.
Good fun. Max, yeah. It was awesome. A lot of work, but very interesting. And I think we wanted to try and do an interesting, fun show that kind of encapsulated that Jesus comes to give life to the full, to the max.
Did you play Christian music and stuff? Yeah.
A bit of everything.
Yeah. Would have been back in the 90s, was it?
It was a long time ago.
So a bit of DC Talk, a bit of Amy Grant, huh?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Michael W. Smith.
And more, she's not saying. That's okay.
What, Larry Norman? That kind of era?
No, not that far back.
Tanya, I'm interested to know, I mean, we chatted a little bit earlier about your early journey, but you mentioned how, you know, you grew up in a Christian home, you're always doing the Sunday school, the youth thing, much more of a conservative Christian context. But then in your older youth years, early young adult years, you began exploring ministry opportunities. And I know recognizing God's voice obviously is a key thing for you in your life, what you're doing now with God Conversations. But back then, the struggles to recognize his voice, tell us a little bit about that and more so about like when you went to the Solomon Islands, your earlier exploits in just discovering, hey, God, where do you want me?
Yeah,
and why?
That's a great question. I think I was raised when my parents talked about God and everyone else talked about God, and I knew a lot about God. It's a little bit like knowing about Wills and Kate through the pages of a magazine. I knew a lot about God. I knew my Bible. I knew theology, but I didn't actually have what we call a personal relationship with God, and that was missing. And I remember meeting a friend at university who seemed to have that. She was kind of emotional about God. She had feelings towards him. She had experiences with him, and I felt that was lacking. So I had a little bit of a semi-personal crisis in my life. Broke up with a boyfriend and found myself asking, you know, those kind of big questions, is God real? And that led me on a journey, and a little bit of asking God, what do you have for my life? I was led to the Solomon Islands. I worked with a mission organization called Wycliffe Bible Translators and found myself traveling around on little rust bucket boats around the islands of the Solomons, helping families who were translators and linguists who were translating the Bible into the local language of the people. So that was a little adventure for me, a little bit of a discovery that God has good things for us. came back to Australia 2 years later, began to work with homeless youth as well, but all the time kind of pursuing a reality of what God looks like in my everyday life and what does that actually mean on the ground. And a big part of that was saying, God, what do you sound like? What do you have to say to me in my life? And he began to speak to me. And I think the surprise of that was awesome, just to know that he, the creator of the universe, could actually come down to my little world and talk to me about my future and talk to me about who I was. And that was probably one of the most exciting discoveries, I think, in my early 20s. Mm.
Mm. Well, we're very excited about this new program and series that's been launched. It goes for 6 weeks. It's with Tanya Harris. It's called The Other Side of the Conversation. Here's a little snippet of what you'll be able to see on the Australian Christian Channel this Friday.
Have you ever heard one of those stories about someone who thought they heard from God, but they actually didn't? And then there's all the damage and fallout that goes with it. Or perhaps you've been one of them. You thought you heard from God, you made steps of faith, and then circumstances backfire. Can we trust the voice we hear?
We read stories like this throughout the Bible. All the significant characters heard from God and acted on it. Somehow they had learnt to recognise God's voice. The Bible says that Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden. But what does God sound like?
Knowing God is a real relationship, so hearing his voice is not about perfecting a technique. Spend 15 minutes a day, take these 3 steps or use this formula. Yeah. It's not about getting guidance or having a prophetic dream. When he speaks to us, there's something he requires from us. You're receiving power for miracles. You are partnering with God's plans on the earth and you're entering the faith zone. Ask yourself, am I willing to hear whatever God says? I can hear him say yes, but can I hear him say no? It's not difficult to hear God's voice. God wants us to hear from him, and he is committed to making his messages clear. It was never meant to be a one-way conversation.
That's a little clip there from The Other Side of the Conversation. And as I was just saying, they would make great radio spots. We should put them on Christian radio around the country, shouldn't we?
That's a great idea, Matt.
Didn't realise the microphone was on. It's Oops. Live radio. Oops. It's lots of fun here. And, of course, if you'd like to find out more from Tanya Harris's new program, it's called godconversations.com is the website. And you'll be able to find her also on Facebook and Twitter. And you'll also be able to see the link there at our Facebook page, facebook.com/visionjourney. Karen, hasn't it been fascinating to hear about how to practice, how to hear the voice of God? It's such an important topic, isn't it?
Well, it's a tricky one for a lot of people. And to hear Tanya's story, and everyone's got a journey. Everyone has a story, but especially for this topic, Tanya, thanks for coming in and joining us.
You're very welcome. It's good to be here.
Now, we decided to open the phone lines and see if we can get some callers to maybe ask some questions this morning. And on offer, we've got a great DVD we're giving away, The Other Side of the Conversation, which is from Tanya. It's a 6-week guidebook DVD series as well. Maybe good for churches or small groups. We're going to give one of those away. It's valued at $50 to one of the callers today. Let's go to the phone. So who have we got there?
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Who's this?
It's Dave. Dave here from Alice Springs.
Dave from Northern Territory. You guys just won 5 out of 5 for the state versus state.
Yeah, if we were in State of Origin, we would win that.
Mate, have you got a question for Tanya?
I do indeed. Yeah, Tanya, it's a really interesting one because a lot of Christians, depending on their background, either focus, emphasise the word or they emphasise the spirit, you know, the spoken voice of God today. And then others talk about balance, as in, you know, balancing the spirit against the word. And it's just an interesting topic. I wouldn't mind hearing your thoughts on, you know, what can you balance God with, and is balance the right term, you know, but how do you walk that line between what God would say now into your heart and what he says in his word?
Great question, Dave. I think the thing that maybe not balance, consistency, I think, is more the word. So understanding that the God who authored the written word is the same God that speaks to us today. So essentially the Bible is a collection of God conversations, if you like. We have the advantage of almost reading into the journals of other people's conversations, you know, God's conversation with Abraham and God's conversation with Moses and with Paul and what sort of things that did he say? And so when I look at my conversations with God in the 21st century, I ask myself, does that sound like the God of the Bible? Is it consistent? And ultimately, Jesus came as the Word, the living Word of God become flesh. So I look at what he says to me today and I say, well, is that consistent with who Jesus is, who the God of the Bible is? And if there's anything in my personal conversations I perceive to be, at least, that is contradictory to that, then there's something amiss there. You know, God's not going to tell me to rob a bank or to do something against his written word.
Yeah. Although that's a fairly common thing that people sort of put out there, that God told me to do it as well.
Correct. And I often ask myself, should we say that phrase? Some people say, don't say it, because people use that as a bit of a manipulation tool. You know, God told me that you should do this. Yeah. And I always say, be careful to use those words, because you don't want to put words into the mouth of God. So you need to test what God says, test it against Scripture, test it against the local church community. You know, I think being a part of a church, we are at a significant advantage to some of the Old Testament characters who heard God in isolation. Today, everyone who follows Jesus has the Spirit, so can also hear from God. So I have the advantage of testing it with God's voice in the voice of my local church community or other people who also know God. Big advantage.
We just thought we'd open up the phone lines to see if anyone's got a question or a comment about hearing the voice of God. On the line, we've got one of our favourites. It's Chrissy from Ipswich. How are you, Chrissy?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning, Chrissy. How are you? It's Tanya here.
Hello, Tanya. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm very well. What question do you have?
With me, I can hear my daddy's voice crystal clear.
That's awesome.
But like all of us, there's times we do get caught up in, I just lost my house keys and I couldn't get out the front door. I could not get out of the house. And I just said, Lord, I need my keys. I'm going through doing lots of paperwork and crystal clear in the fruit box, in the fruit bowl.
Sounds good. And Chrissy, how often?
Not a doubt, put my hand in, and there's my keys. And with great joy, I went, oh, thank you, sweetheart.
That's great. How do you hear God's voice, Chrissy?
Well, I just hear it sometimes audibly, but not all the time. I just have that real sense in my spirit, heart, and mind, all in one go.
Yeah, that sounds good. You know, it's unusual to hear God's voice out loud. I find very few people do hear God's voice out loud, but it often comes in your thoughts, doesn't it?
Well, most of the times, yes, direct thoughts. And then one time I had a thought and it came to me, that's not God. Yeah. And I rebuked it. I knew it wasn't the Lord.
I think it's a real journey for us to explore, isn't it? What we know is our voice and what is God's voice. One of the little simple keys I often say is that, does it sound like something God would say? You know, I find, and often when I hear God's voice in my thoughts, it's not something that I would think of. Mm. Often that's the case.
And when you hear it in your thoughts, it's so peaceful and joyful.
Mm. Yes. And it can be challenging as well, too, I find. Sometimes God speaks to us to change us. And you know, even things like, I want you to forgive that person, it can be a challenge. Yeah. But I think the key is to responding what God says. And as we do that, we get to hear his voice even more clearly.
Mm.
Yeah, amen, sis. Amen.
Good to talk with you, Chrissy.
Thanks for your call, Chrissy.
I love you guys. Have a great day. Matt, I've got an email from Keith Buxton. I was going to read it out over the phone another time, or I'll send it to you.
All right, we'll catch up another time. Thanks for your call. God bless.
Bless you.
See
you,
Chrissy.
Thanks, darling.
And it's been certainly wonderful having Tanya Harris with us in the studio this morning. And, of course, the website is godconversations.com. And now I also noticed that you've got a blog. So if people want to sign up to your blog, what do you blog about?
About having a God conversation. So just some helpful tips on hearing God's voice.
Great.
I find, again, it's such a struggle for many people today, and this is going to help you to recognise what he sounds like.
Okay. Also noticed that it's on Shine TV in New Zealand.
Yeah, we're working on getting on and will be programmed hopefully later this
very
year.
Cool.
I wish you well with that.
Thank you.
Cool.
Now, also, you're based in Sydney,
but
you also do itinerant preaching and conferences.
Yes.
What kind of stuff do you like to do when you get out?
So I've been doing this ministry for a few years now. Mm-hmm. It's taken me overseas, Europe and New Zealand and North America as well, and also in Australia as well. So mostly going into churches and conducting seminars on the topic and lots of speaking engagements related to how to hear God's voice.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a very important ministry, because a lot of people, like we were saying before, struggle to hear the voice of God.
Yeah. And, it is a problem. You know, we often read, I think about the Christmas story, for example. We read Mary and Joseph went to sleep, and Joseph had a dream, and he heard God saying, go to Egypt and next morning wakes up and off they go to Egypt. And I wonder sometimes if we'd had that kind of experience where they had, how did they know that the voice was from God? And so we try and unpack that and teach people step by step, well, how do I know that it's him so that I can follow it?
Yeah, a two-way conversation. That's real communication.
That's right.
And I notice you've got an online poll at your website there. I usually know when I have heard God speak because, one, I have a piece about it. Two, I test it with someone else. Or three, God confirms it with a sign. Be interesting to see what the results of that online poll are.
They are very interesting.
Yeah, very cool. And, of course, Tanya's also on Facebook and Twitter. For more information, you can go to godconversations.com. I know you've got to jump on the plane and head back to Sydney, but thank you so much for joining us here at Vision today.
You're very welcome. It's great to meet you both.
Like what you've just heard? There's more great podcasts. Or you can listen to us live at vision.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener-supported. Your donation of any amount will help us continue connecting faith to life. Learn more or donate today at vision.org.au.